gather together to share an old story, familiar and dearly loved. Yet somehow, every year, the wonder of it all becomes new once more. Our hearts are stirred to celebrate, to sing, to repeat the sounding joy. We find ourselves wanting to say all who will listen, pay attention. There's something in the air. It's both a whisper from the past and a song of hope for eternity.
It's almost Christmas, so let's talk about gifts. No, not like an Xbox or some cool new boots. I'm the gift that God wants to give us. James 1:17 says, "Every good and perfect gift comes from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows."
First of all, God is love, and His greatest gift to us is love. 1 John 4:16. We have come to know and believe the love that God has for us. God is love.
God gave us the gift of His Word. All His words are contained in the Bible. And Psalms 12:6 says, "The Lord's promise is sure. He speaks no careless word. All He says is the purest truth, like silver 7 times refined."
God gave us the gift of His only Son, John 3:16. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, and whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
Bethlehem lay in darkness that night so long ago. The shepherds out on the hills had settled in. And all was quiet except for the crackling of the dying embers of a campfire and the rustling of a few restless lambs. But heaven had a surprise in store. Midnight turned bright with the glory of the angelic host sharing good news of great joy. A love song that fell across the hillside like a blanket of peace. A love song the shepherds would hear for the rest of their lives. No room in the inn, no room for heaven's amazing gift of love, no room for the long-awaited Messiah, no room for our only hope of salvation, no room. Time and again, these two simple words stir our hearts, and we vow to make sure it never happens with us. Our prayer becomes, "Father, don't let me fill Christmas with anything but who Jesus is and the reason He came the way He did."
being saved means that we receive the gift of God's grace. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
When we accept Jesus as our Savior, God offers us this gift, the forgiveness of sins. In Acts 10:43, it says, all the prophets have written about him, saying that everyone who believes in him will have their sins forgiven through his name.
When we choose to follow Christ, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38 says, Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin, and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
By the power of the Holy Spirit, each of us is adopted into God's own family as his son or daughter. Romans 8:14 through 15 says, those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. The Spirit you receive doesn't make you a slave. Instead, the Holy Spirit made you God's adopted child. By the Spirit's power, we call God, Abba, Father.
When did the Bethlehem night, the shepherds on the hills, the song of the heavenly host, the scene of the baby asleep in the manger, when did it become the narrative we cherish today? Mary had stored all those memories in her heart for so long, and Luke must have listened in wonder as she recounted every detail, but they couldn't have imagined how every word would lead us back to the manger each year to fall in worship.
This morning we're recognizing the birth of Christ. It's our primary focus today, is just to remind and inform that Christ was born in a manger for us. Everything he did for us. But this morning is not just about the manger, it's also about the cross, what Christ did on the cross for us. He gave his life for us so that each and every one of us can have a relationship with him. And just in a moment, we're going to remember, think about, pray about, just totally take on that thoughts of what he did for us on the cross as we remember through the partaking of the juice, which represents the blood of Christ, and the bread, which represents his broken body. Let's do that. Let's pray together. Father, we come before you. We're so thankful that you sent your Son. And we're even more thankful, Lord, that we can be your children by believing in the person who died on the cross for our sins. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you did for us. As we remember you just now, in Jesus' name, amen.
God offers us the gift of freedom. Romans 8:2. The The power of the Holy Spirit has made me free from the power of sin and death. This power is mine because I belong to Christ Jesus.
God really wants us to accept the gift of peace in our hearts. John 14:27 says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give, so don't be troubled or afraid.
We have all sinned, but God loves us and has made a way for us to live with Him forever. He promises that anyone who trusts in His Son Jesus will receive the gift of eternal life with Him forever. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in heaven forever.
Noel is an ancient word that is synonymous with Christmas. It signifies the Savior's birth. It calls us to return to the manger, to behold the miracle of Emmanuel, God with us.
When I was young, I could always count on being asked a certain question as Christmas was approaching. Family members, neighbors, even clerks at the store would ask, "Have you been good this year?" And of course, I always knew what to say. I guess somewhere we've gotten the idea that Christmas gifts are for those who deserve them. But then the Bible teaches us that God gave the most perfect gift, the gift of His only Son to a sinful and undeserving world. That's amazing! So let's rejoice and celebrate, because it's Christmas, and God has been very, very good.
Luke 2:17 and 18 says, after the shepherds had seen Him, they told everyone. They reported what the angel had said about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had to say. And just like those shepherds, once we find Jesus, once we understand the incredible gift we've been given, we just can't keep it to ourselves. This is good news we have to share. It's Christmas. Jesus has come.